O my God, my rock and tower, grant that in your death I trust, knowing death has lost its power since you crushed it in the dust. Savior, let your agony ever help and comfort me. When I die, be my protection, light and life and resurrection. Amen.
David, age 16, give or take, around there, when he is anointed to be king, secretly, yet he's not king yet. He's got a long ways to wait until that actually happens. And then right after, though, the anointing happens, he is called into service of the current king, Saul. Seems kind of strange there. And he's brought in to play the lyre to soothe his soul. Saul was God's chosen first king, and yet through much distrust in God, you might say he had a bit of an ego problem. Saul was about Saul. So when God said, do this, he said, nope, I'm going to do what I want to do. And so enough times of that, God says, sorry, I need a leader who will trust me with their heart no matter what. And so then the language you see is God said he removed his spirit that is of leadership of for the purpose of being king as David is now going to be the anointed one. But David's not king yet for another 20 years. That's a long time, isn't it? So we have that moment we looked at on Sunday, but it's 20 years later. There's something here about God's timing. Most stories, especially in the ancient world, go this way. The new leader is anointed, you know, people know that he's been chosen, and then, lo and behold, that new leader is suddenly brought in to the court of the current king, and it's, you know, a conspiracy waiting to happen, right? Oh, the current king suddenly, poof, dies. Nobody knows how, and look, here's the new king. That's mostly how the story goes throughout history, right? David's there. Perfect timing, right? He's got a chance to kill Saul. He's in bad sorts, bad spirits. He can become king. Except David trusts God's timing. David doesn't take things into his own hands and doesn't operate on his own timeline. And you'll see for the next 20 years, he has many opportunities to do that. He has many opportunities just to say, I know this is mine, it's going to be mine, I'm the king, here's the right time, I'll make it happen. He doesn't. He says, God, I trust you, and I trust your timing. David trusts God's timing. Instead of taking it when he had it many times, he waits 20 years. And the second thing in here is not just God's timing, but about God's training. What would you guess might be the types of training you would want to give the future king? I would guess like warrior school, whatever that is, right? Warrior training, get to, you know, big spears, heavy swords, that kind of stuff. War strategies, battle. How about administration for future kings? You know, the MBA program for future ancient kings. But shepherding? David's in the field. He's out with the sheep. Go get him and go help him soothe the king. Shepherding, not thought of as very well. Or how about being the youngest of eight, the forgotten one? No, that you. They were all looking. Samuel was looking at the oldest, Eliab. Yes, he's king material. Or how about just being a poet and a musician? Is that usually seen as kingly warrior training? Probably not. Yeah, that's David's path to being king. And what do you know? God has just anointed him to be the future king, and then it's that skill of being a musician that opens the door for him to go right on in to the king's court and watch. You see, David, God orchestrates this, David gets to come in and watch the king. He gets training. He gets to come in and watch what King Saul does. He observes his administration, learns skills, and it's not always learning what you should do. He probably learns by the negative of what you should not do. But he's in training, though nobody else knows. We know, because the way the writer of the Bible there tells us, we know what's going on, but nobody else knows. David knows. God knows, and God put him there to learn so that when he would be king, he's already been there, he's already seen it, and he's already had the training. David trusted God's timing and God's training. So what about you and me? Will you trust in your life God's timing and God's training? How many times have you thought about God's timing, God, you got this wrong? Have you told God, I'm supposed to be king already? King of our own little world, whatever that is. Whether it's supposed to have this job or supposed to meet this person or supposed to already have done this, whatever it is. How many times have we looked at God and said, God, your timing's off. You got it wrong. Will you trust God's timing? And will you also trust God's training? How often have you said, God, why does my life look the way it does now? God, I think it should look differently. Why am I here where I am, not where I think I should be? Like David could be saying, you've anointed me king, why am I still out in the shepherd field before he got plucked and sent into the king's court, and then 20 years of lots of stuff going, all that time he could be saying, God, you got it wrong. God, why am I here doing this? And we've said that to God, why didn't you give me this opportunity or that opportunity? Have you ever thought, though, like David, whatever you're in right now, God might be training you for something you just have no idea in the future? Which kind of takes seriously if you're in a bad spot or you don't like where you are, you're kind of bored in life. Say, do you know what? God might absolutely be training you now for something you just don't have eyes to see yet, and God will reveal it to you when he needs to. And you'll be trained for it because you were faithful to God here in this season now. Will you trust that God will make use of every moment, every minute, every day, every experience? Yet, God's training isn't what we would choose for ourselves. It's not what you would want, right? And so verses like Romans 8, 28, help me. We know that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love him. That's a hard verse sometimes to believe that, yes, God will do that. Will you trust God's timing as well as God's training? Timing for God in the Bible, there's a whole lot of Bible before you get to Jesus. Most of the Bible is before you get to Jesus. God's people have waited a long time since the promise to Adam and Eve of a Savior to fix what they broke. And they waited, and they hoped, and they waited, and they hoped. Is it the Messiah yet? No. Is it? To many of us, the coming of Jesus is very late. And yet, Galatians 4 says, at the right time, God sent his Son to redeem you and me. And God's training, how many of you would think that the Savior of the world should be a blue-collar carpentry, stoneworker, mason? Probably not. We'd probably try to find something more noble of what the Savior of the world should be doing for 30 years of his life before ministry. But that was God's way. And I think God got it right when he sent his Son to save us. So will you trust God's timing and God's training in your life? Amen.